And we welcome you to the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday in studio, Rich Fitzgerald, who is now executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, representing 10 counties after 12 years as county executive for Allegheny. And of course, you served on council, Rich, before that. So this is an interesting day. We were just talking before we went on the air. It is a federal holiday, Juneteenth. And this is the third year it was signed into law by President Joe Biden a few years ago in 2021 officially.
Yes.
But the county recognized it as a day on Monday. And then there were a whole weekend of festivities and parades and recognition. B. Marshall was coordinator of that. And then the city will have their own, not this weekend, in 2 weekends. So I think a lot of people are confused about, okay, it's a federal holiday, though. Banks are closed today, right?
Yes. Banks, post offices, as a federal holiday, as you mentioned, the national government, President Biden recognized it a few years ago. I can remember marching in the parade, though, almost 10 years ago. B. Marshall was having the parade. It would be on a Saturday, the Saturday before the 19th. The 19th is the official day that the word finally got to Texas. I think it was Galveston, Texas, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation occurred. And, you know, we think about today, we instantaneously know everything happening around the world, but it took, without communication, it took 2 years for the people to know that that they were free.
I can't imagine what that day must have been like for them to find out. And then that's a quarter of a million people in that Texas area
exactly.
who were enslaved people who are now free. But the practical part of that is what happens next.
Right.
And it has taken generations and generations. And I don't think we're still where we want to be.
That's exactly right. You know, you had the Emancipation Proclamation that President Lincoln signed, and then the Civil War, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, then you had Jim Crow and you had segregation. And as you said, we've continued to try to work towards that equality and perfect union. And we're continuing that struggle today.
And B. Marshall, who coordinated those efforts here, as you just mentioned, one of the things that resonated with me talking to him on Monday was he said, hey, look, I just want people to know this is an American holiday. It's not just a black holiday. It's not the Black Independence Day. It's an American recognition.
Yeah, it's something we all should celebrate the day as Americans. And again, as we move towards the you know, as our Constitution says, the more perfect union. Certainly, that was one of those marches along the way, and we got to continue.
As a former Allegheny County executive, I thought about you Monday when there's a emergency, in this case, a weather emergency, a microburst, the heavy rains, over 1,000 incidents of downed power lines. You have to move into a different mode, don't you, in that time?
Absolutely. And I know the county's emergency services, Matt Brown, the director, as well as all the people under County Executive Inamorata's administration, were put on high alert, and they were working with the utilities, and in particular Duquesne Light. And I can remember those days, and we would have these incidents during a lot of times summer storms where power outages would occur, high winds knocking out power lines, and it becomes challenging. And certainly for the people, and I guess the number was up as high as 90,000 people that lost power. With Duquesne Light alone, not counting West Penn Power and the other utilities in the region. You know, they work feverishly, and those line workers in Local 29, IBEW Local 29, the life, you know, changing things that they do is incredible. We you know, a lot of us, we take for granted. You know, you flip the switch, the light's going to go on. You turn the faucet, the water comes on until it's not there.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I experienced some of this. I mentioned we were on a couple of weeks ago, the Greene County High Point, the motocross. Went down there this weekend, and I didn't really know where I was going, so I was trying to call the county commissioners to see where should I be. No cell service. So you take for granted that you can text somebody, where am I supposed to meet you, where are we supposed to be, what time's the event, and you know, the things that sometimes we take for granted that other people don't have.
So they're still working on it. Duquesne Light spokesperson Holly Geithner, I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Familiar with them, yep.
Well, obviously, you're familiar with Duquesne Light, but Holly said that it could be as long as until Sunday at 1 for some customers. Man, to your point, we're really used to just flipping a switch, but the coincidence of this being the hottest stretch maybe in 30 years that we've had a week, certainly in June, that makes it all the more challenging.
We all have our temperature issues when it comes to this hot, muggy. We just want to get cool. And if you're without power for days on end, boy, it's just miserable.
I remember, though, and Duquesne Light reminded us, this is the most customers without power in any one incident since February of 2019. You remember that? There were 130,000 people without power, and it was the opposite. We were in cold weather without people with heat in some cases. So
yeah, we take for granted, and we love our beautiful trees. We love our beautiful greenery, but sometimes when those trees knock the power lines down, it's a challenge. And again, the workers who go out and reconnect us back to the power grid and get us going is a good thing. And it also brings to mind, you know, we talk about our airport a lot. We're the only airport that doesn't rely on the grid because we produce our own energy at Pittsburgh International Airport. So it's
something
we could not take for granted, but something we could be proud of here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
You're going to love this. I was on my vacation, I was in line in the alternate security, which is up on the second, you know,
right,
the third,
exactly
third tier.
Yep.
And you can see now through the glass, the new airport is really popping, right?
Yep.
And I heard someone in line say, I heard this is the only airport that has its own power. And I thought, oh, Rich will love this.
We're getting the message out there. See that? People are listening to us, Larry.
All right, coming up, we're going to introduce you to some interesting people around the region, including 10 counties, with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Concerts, Father's Day night, you had Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie at PPG Paints Arena, and sellout crowd heard it was a great show. And Paul's going to tell you which shows are moving indoors at Stage AE on the North Shore because of the heat. That's pretty unusual. We're with Rich Fitzgerald and a special guest, Rich.
Yeah, let me introduce Sloan Davidson. Sloan runs an organization called Hello Neighbor. And what they do is they help us refugees assimilate into our community, whether it's in the city of Pittsburgh, whether it's somewhere in suburban Allegheny County, or even beyond that. And tomorrow we will be celebrating World Refugee Day across the region. And there's always a big celebration happening on Schenley Plaza in the University of Pittsburgh, in the shadow of the University of Pittsburgh. I've gone to it many, many years as county executive, and I know Sloan and her team will be talking about that. Sloan, welcome, and it's good to be with you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us.
Good morning.
So tell us about the genesis of how you founded this organization.
So I'm a native Pittsburgher, proudly, but I boomeranged like many, many did, and I moved back about 8 years ago when I was pregnant with my first son, and I just really was overwhelmed by moving back to have that family of support, my mom, my sisters, my grandma, my whole family. And for many of the world's refugees, I was learning, you know, they're forced to flee their homes. They have to leave that support system behind. And most of the world's 120 million refugees are of childbearing ages. They're young families that, you know, pay the price of global war and conflict that reaches their doorstep. And so I just thought, well, what happens when they're in a new home, and how do they build that community of support when they're all alone? And I met a Syrian family almost by chance in my own neighborhood of Highland Park. And as I became a friend to them, the idea for Hello Neighbor was born. It started in the summer of 2017, and it's been going strong ever since.
So Sloan, talk about what you do and what type of folks. So you mentioned about, you know, people who had to flee their country with war and other issues. How do you help people assimilate when it comes to things like language and housing and connecting people to people from their communities?
Of course. So I think it's really important to start with the fact that since 1980, the U.S. government has had a formal refugee program. That means that all refugees are formally vetted overseas, and they arrive here on the path to citizenship, which is really pretty incredible. They have work authorization. They get formal support, but that support lasts 3 months. Now, Hello Neighbor does that. We're one of the four refugee resettlement agencies in Allegheny County. That means we're contracted to start at day one all the way through day 90. We pick up at the airport. We make sure they have a safe, affordable home on a bus line because they're going to have to take that bus to get to work, to get to school, to get downtown, to get social security number and a bank enrollment and where to shop and where to pray and do everything they need to do. We help them get a job. We help kiddos get enrolled in school, all those critical health appointments that they need that they probably haven't been able to get to as they've been fleeing and starting over. And then the core is that at day 91, we're still there. So we have all these other programs, mentorship and programs that directly match caring Pittsburghers with our newest neighbors, these refugee and immigrants that are new to our region, and we can help support and guide them beyond what the federal government has for those first 3 months. So Hello Neighbor sort of encompasses both those early months that are critical, that are very heavy in what we call case management, because you're really helping someone navigate. And then, Rich, in terms of language access and cultural barriers, it's a lot. Some people come in and they do have English. Some have a ton of education, a master's, a doctorate, a law degree, but no English at all. Every country is so different, really, when it comes to, you know, learning English and how that works. We have a language access coordinator. We do a lot with Literacy Pittsburgh and other organizations that provide English language learning, schools that have English language learning and ESL programs, and we work with employers and landlords too in terms of how to navigate those challenges. So it is a lot those first couple of months and certainly the first couple of years, but what the statistics have shown and the data and us even just knowing in our hearts, seeing the way that our newest neighbors have thrived the past 7 years, you can get through those first couple of months in that really tough first year. These new neighbors, they become Pittsburghers too, and they start buying homes, they enroll in CCAC and other places. They really are excited to be here and be part of the fabric of Pittsburgh.
So there's a company in Washington, PA. I want you to talk about the Haitian refugees that you were able to help in Charleroi, down in Washington County, where the company needed workers, and for these folks, they needed work and a place to live. How did you work with all those folks that came in to this region and make that work?
Absolutely. So people might be surprised to learn, even here in Allegheny County, Hello Neighbor supports people from 49 countries of origin. That's a lot, and I think people are surprised by that. So when we start to talk about even other counties, people can be surprised that there's, you know, over 1,800, we believe, Haitians in Charleroi. They were fleeing violence and civil unrest. There was an employer that needed, you know, workers. And by finding, you know, this is sort of a traditional story. This is my family. Some of the men came first and took the job, found out that it was a nice community, sent back for, you know, wife and children, or, you know, a girl from the village to marry and then to start a family. And that's what we're starting to see in Charleroi. So beyond that first employer, over six businesses have started since 2021 that are immigrant-based Haitian businesses in Charleroi. There's over 160 ESL students in the Charleroi school district that also supports school enrollment and the, you know, critical funding that the schools need to have those enrollment numbers. We've heard and we're supporting over 40 expectant moms. So that's a lot of, you know, beautiful new babies that'll be born to also support the economy and support the diversity that we're seeing in Charleroi right now. So it's a very exciting time.
Sloan, how do we get more information if someone wants to reach out to Hello Neighbor?
So you can check out our website, helloneighbor.io. We also have information on how to get involved if you want to do a one-off opportunity, if you want to come and volunteer with us every week. We have so many ways to get involved. And I please hope everyone will also join World Refugee Day tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m. Shenley Plaza in Oakland. There's a naturalization ceremony. A bunch of people, 16 actually, will be receiving citizenship. That's very exciting. There's performers. There's immigrant-owned food and restaurants. It's great for infants. It's great for grandparents. It's good for for everybody. So thank you so much.
Sloan Davidson, founder and CEO of Hello Neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you, Sloan. Thanks for being, and see you tomorrow.
All right.
49 countries.
Wow.
People are coming to the region. You talked about
this is what we need,
getting the people to come here and work and get them to be a part of the community and on the tax rolls.
Exactly. So a town like Charleroi that's probably, you know, going through the same deindustrialization that many towns did, it's great. And if you went through, ever seen one of these naturalization programs, the emotion of these people from all over the world who are coming to this country, they've studied, they know more about America than most of us do. And when they put that hand up, the tears and their families are there. It's an emotional time.
Grateful to be here, too, in southwestern Pennsylvania. We're going to take you to Washington County next. In the meantime, every Wednesday in studio in our 7 o'clock hour, Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, representing 10 counties, and one of those just to the south of the city of Pittsburgh is Washington County.
And we have with us today the chairman of the county commissioners in Washington County, Nick Sherman. Nick is serving in his second term as a county commissioner in Washington County, his first term as chairman, and wanted to hear some of the exciting things that are coming up just this weekend. There's a big event coming up called Rockin' on the Mawn. Commissioner, welcome, and tell us a little bit about it.
Rich, thank you so much for having me. It's good to be with you this morning.
Go ahead.
It's a great time to be in Washington County. We have a bunch of exciting things happening this summer. Our tourism department has been in full gear. And this weekend, we're going to be featuring the Rockin' on the Mawn. Rockin' on the Mawn is at the Monongahela Aquatorium. And if you haven't been there lately, you really need to check it out. Washington County has given large amounts of money for capital investments. We've been improved the stairs, the seating. What my wife was complimenting most was brand new bathrooms, clean, beautiful bathrooms. There are porta-johns. And this is a wonderful place to go, family friendly. And we are doing Rocking on the River, four different bands running this Friday and Saturday from 4 to 11 o'clock.
And you said it, you call it an aquatorium. Is that right, Dick?
That is an aquatorium. An aquatorium is the stadium seating that wraps right around beautiful Monongahela River, located in the city of Monongahela. And again, this is a great place to go if you guys live in Allegheny County like you do, Rich. You're talking about a 10-minute drive from Glassport, 20-minute drive from McKeesport, just a little further down the Monongahela River. And if you are fortunate enough to own a boat in this 90-degree weather that we're having, you can take the boat down, and there is L docks that are set up so you can dock your boat and listen to the bands.
Wow, you can dock your boat there and listen to the bands. And also, they have seating, amphitheater seating as well. And I see not that expensive, $10 to get a ticket into the aquatorium.
Yeah, $10 for the ticket. The first 100 people will get a T-shirt, compliments of the Washington County Tourism Department. And again, it's just a great place to be. We're going to have food trucks, really, really good food, barbecue, ribs, tacos, et cetera. So we're really excited for this. Again, you know, when you talk about tourism in Washington County, I don't think there's anyone, you know, in Seattle, Washington saying they want to go on a vacation in Washington County, Pennsylvania. They should. However, this is targeted towards getting people from Allegheny County and surrounding areas. And we've done a great job of just having the amenities there. And I think that anyone that hasn't been to the aquatorium lately or would be pleasantly surprised by all the work that has gone into this. And it's just a really good job we've done there with just, you know, sprucing up the place. It's beautiful. It's clean. It's a safe place to go. It's, again, the boats are there. You're on the river. There won't be a better place to be this weekend than the Rocket on the River in Monongahela, Pennsylvania.
Sounds like a good way to spend and beat the heat a little bit. And then next weekend, you have your Rib Fest coming up down at the fairgrounds.
Oh, that's right. I mean, as a South Hills of Pittsburgh guy, was there anything better than the rib cook-off at South Park? You know, we're taking that model, and we moved it a little further south down to our casino at the Meadowlands. The casino at the Meadowlands is just a fantastic facility. All the amenities that any casino would have, but we add to that horse racing and harness racing. And then the big outside festival area where the Rib Festival will be this weekend. What I can tell you, Rich, is I have a 10 and a 13-year-old. And I think that people kind of look at you cross-eyed a little bit when you say, I'm taking my kid to the casino. You're not. You're taking your kid to the Washington County Rib Festival, and it happens to be located at the casino, not inside the casino, but outside. Fun for all ages, everything from face painting to eating the ribs to live music there. Again, if you're in the area and you want something to do next weekend, that's the 28th and the 30th. The Washington County Rib Festival is really top notch. And I tell you what, this year we're doing featured top rib vendors from the TLC barbecue show Pitmaster. So if you've ever seen the show on TLC Pitmasters, Barbecue Pitmasters, some of those participants will be there that weekend slinging some ribs.
Sounds good, Nick. Appreciate the update on what's happening in Washington
County. My mouth's watering already. It sounds good. And it's easy to get to, right down 79, the Meadowlands exit.
Oh, that's easy.
Racetrack Road, boom, you're right there.
Very easy drive.
Like you said, Commissioner, both places are fairly easy to get to from folks from Pittsburgh or the Mon Valley or other parts of the southern part of Allegheny County. Very easy to get to.
That's right. That's right. I would be remiss that I know my time is short this morning. I thank you again for having me on, but the Washington County Whiskey Rebellion Festival, July 12th and 13th. I would love to come back on and do a few minutes on that festival. It's one of our best and brightest and historically accurate and sound. We have reenactors and everything coming in, so we can do a little more time on that. But again, the domino in front of me that we got to knock down is that, again, this weekend, for the Rockin' on the Mon River Festival at the Monongahela Aquatorium, and then next weekend, of course, the Washington County Rib Fest.
A lot of exciting things going on this summer in Washington County, so let's go visit and have some fun.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Commissioner. Good to have you with us.
You as well, sir.
Take care.
All right, Nick Sherman, bye-bye. Washington County. So we got we covered Greene County. Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was on vacation. Who'd you do? What county did you cover last week?
Which one we do
did
last week? Do you remember? Fayette County? Fayette, yeah. We had county commissioner of the season.
You got to make sure every
we're
week.
We're spreading them around. We're getting around.
You got to get everybody. All right. Final word with Rich Fitzgerald coming up next on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Next half hour, Steve Blass, a pirate for life, will join me right after the news here at the top of the hour to talk about the passing of Willie Mays at the age of 93.
You think about, as a young boy watching, you know, the Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Roberto Clemente, the great, great players. Willie's the last one passing on. And what great memories of being able to see someone like him. And he brought such flair and enthusiasm to how he played the game.
And I can't think of anyone better to speak on this in our town than Steve Blass.
Absolutely.
He'd be number one on my list to call. So I did.
Yeah.
And he's been gracious enough, and he will join us. And by the way, you told me once they combined the old Negro League statistics with MLB just a few weeks ago, something special happened for Willie Mays.
Willie got a couple more hits. He had played, I guess, a short period of time before the New York Giants at the time brought him over. And so when they added the statistics, Willie Mays got a few more hits. He had already had over 3,000, but he gets a few more.
Add a few more at the age 93. And speaking of passings, a major figure in this town, Cy Holzer, former CEO and president of PNC Bank, passed overnight on the Father's Day. And really, I was just with him a couple of weeks ago at a lunch, and you know, in this town, he loved this town, and he grew up with some other people that made a big difference in our community.
Cy was Mr. Pittsburgh. He was a Pittsburgh booster. He was always advocating for this place. He loved this place, grew up here. It's interesting. Yes, he went to Taylor Alderdice High School with Stanley Marks, the famous oncologist, UPMC Hillman, and then also Howard Fineman. And it was an interesting 1 year. Cy got the Ireland Man of the Year, the Ireland fund that Dan Rooney had put together, and Howard came in to speak. So you had a Jewish guy named Cy Holzer being honored by a Jewish guy named Howard Feynman, but that was Pittsburgh. It was
Irish event.
And an Irish event, and an Ireland Fund event. And but Cy was, you know, whatever. And you read about some of the things he did for the Hillman Cancer Center. He was a board member of the University of Pittsburgh Board of Trustees and so many other things that he served on. And I can remember when I was running for office, and I had known Cy a little bit, not very well, and he said, "You better fix that airport. You get in that office, you better fix that airport." And he was actually part of the committee when we hired Christina Kasotis and did that national search. You know, some of the things that PNC and their organization needed as far as flights and connections. And he was very, very involved and very helpful in that whole process.
And very instrumental in PNC Park.
No question. And you know, obviously he took such pride in it and, you know, the rules that he would give out certain tickets to certain things, but you had to follow the rules. And one of them wasn't hanging on your phone and wearing the wrong wrong paraphernalia for the wrong team.
You talk about a sense of humor, a wicked sense of humor. And if he wasn't busting on you, that means he didn't like you. You know, that same attitude that we have in this town sometimes where you kind of rip on your friends. You know that. Central Catholic, there's a lot of guys like that there, including our own Marty Griffin.
You can never be too big for your britches, as Cy would bring you down. But he went with the you know, the kings and the common man as well. He related to everybody.
So his wife and two children and many, many, many friends, our sympathies today is his viewing. And he left a mark in this town that the bar was set very high with Cy Holzer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our Rich, condolences. Yes.
This hour flew by. Always good to see you. And we'll see you next Wednesday and learn more about the 10 county region.
Learn more about it. And happy Juneteenth to everybody. If it's a holiday for you, please remember, you know, the significance of what this holiday means. And great to be with you. See you next week.
You got it. Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Steve Blass coming up, a pirate for life.